Good morning and welcome to the programme. Today, the government seems to have decided not to take any cost of living measures during the summer, but one Fianna Fáil TD says it's the wrong call. We'll hear why in a moment. Four quarterfinals in 2 days. It's a huge weekend in Gaelic football, and Marty Morrissey will be here with his take on the likely outcomes. It's a multi-million euro global music phenomenon, but one that you might not have heard of. We'll find out more about K-pop. And from Jurassic Park to Barney, people of all ages are fascinated by dinosaurs. And our science expert Shane Bergen will be here to answer all our questions about them. And of course, it's Friday, so the gathering will be here to debate the big stories of the week gone by. And you can text us on 51551. Our email address is todaycb@rte.ie. Or on Twitter, we are at Today with Clare. First, though, this morning, the elderly man found dead at his Tipperary home earlier this week died from natural causes, but the cause of his wife's death remains unclear. It's thought the bodies of Nicholas Smith and Hilary Smith may have lain undiscovered in their home for 18 months. Ralph Regal is Southern correspondent with the Irish Independent, and he has the latest on this now for us. Good morning, Ralph.
Good morning, Clare.
So, Mr. Smith's post-mortem has ruled out several scenarios for the Gardaí. Is that where we're at today?
Yeah, very much so, Claire. These bodies were found at 4 o'clock on Monday evening, and the Garda investigation was made exceptionally difficult for the fact that the bodies are believed to have been inside that bungalow, a Clonine, roughly between Mullinahone and Feathered in South Tipperary, for up to 18 months. Now, the initial post-mortems that were conducted at University Hospital Waterford were inconclusive on both Mr. Smith, who's 81 years old, and his wife Hilary, who is 79 years old. Now, further tests, certainly in the case of Mr. Smith, have indicated that he died of natural causes. Now, there are further tests still required, but it is very much focused, the Garda investigation, on a number of things. Firstly, the cause of death for Mrs. Smith. Now, she was found in the sitting come living room of the property, whereas Mr. Smith was found in a bedroom of the property. And the other thing that they're doing is they're trying to track down a next of kin for the couple. The couple didn't have children. They'd been in Ireland for about 8 years. They had lived in the UK, where they're from, but they'd also lived in Australia and had operated on cruise liners between Australia and New Zealand. And strangely, as of yet, they've not been able to track down any direct next of kin.
OK, so again, looking at their situation, they were dealing, both of them, weren't they, with a number of health issues. And I'm sure that's something that the Gardaí will be looking closely at.
Very much so, Claire. I mean, you're talking about an 81-year-old man and a 79-year-old lady, and both had a number of health conditions. I'm told in the case of Mrs. Smith and Mr. Smith, they were complex medical conditions. You're dealing with things like arthritis. I think one of them had an autoimmune disorder as well. So the Gardaí are also looking very, very closely at prescription medications that were within the property. And it has been an unusual and a challenging investigation for a number of different reasons. Firstly, the fact that the two bodies lay undiscovered for up to 18 months. And secondly, one of the reasons why they did lay undiscovered was that the couple, that there was apparently a letter given to a neighbour which had indicated that they were in the process of moving abroad. So neighbours didn't think to check on them. I think some people in the area have been very upset by some of the commentary on social media, that there hadn't been maybe efforts to check on this couple during the COVID-19 pandemic. And in actual fact, nothing could be further from the truth. A lot of the neighbours had taken care of this couple and had checked on them, but they were under the impression that they had moved abroad. Mm-hmm. And hence, that's why the house was effectively left alone for up to 18 months until local people became concerned primarily about a car that was parked in the rear of the house and had never been moved. And that's why the Gardaí were contacted and called to the property on Monday.
So this letter that was given to one of the local people there said that we're going to move to France. The house will be taken care of. Is that right?
That's right. And the letter had also indicated that friends of the couple who appear to have been based in Kilkenny would be calling and would be effectively kind of taking over control of the property. A local man had been given money in advance to keep cutting the grass and keep the exterior of the property shipshape. And he had continued to do that even when the work that he was paid for had effectively been done and the payment had expired. So really what had happened was there was a local was a bit concerned and puzzled at if this couple had moved abroad, but why was their car still there? why was it parked in the way it was, and why had it never been moved in the period of 18 months? And he brought concerns to a local councillor, who in turn brought the concerns to the Gardaí, and two officers called to this bungalow at 4 o'clock on Monday afternoon.
All right, Ralph, thank you very much for bringing us up to date. Ralph Regal from the Irish Independent. Coming up next, the Fianna Fáil TD, who believes the government needs to take cost of living measures now.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.